Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Legendary Self-Discipline, Lessons from Mythology and Modern Heroes on Choosing the Right Path Over the Easy Path, written by Peter Hollins, narrated by Russell Newton. Perhaps the most quintessential human trait of all is the longing to go further, to know more, or to create at the very limits of human understanding and ingenuity. Since the dawn of time, humankind has wanted to improve itself, to gain mastery over the world we live in and develop our inborn talents to the fullest. From a romantic perspective, this is why we have molded the planet to suit our needs and desires. We're not a species that is often content with our lot in life, and this has led to some of the greatest advances in history. However, the path to success and self-actualization has never run smooth. Victory, it would seem, is reserved mostly for those who actively strive for it. There is plenty of advice out there on how to earn more money, gain valuable skills, be more conscious, harder working, more creative, and so on. But anyone who has tried to apply themselves to any worthwhile pursuit knows that it soon comes down to one crucial ingredient: self-discipline, grit, willpower, the ability to keep going when the going gets tough. All the luck and talent in the world mean nothing if these gifts are not skillfully and consistently applied. Earning more money in itself is a simple proposition, yet not easy. It's the same thing with learning how to type faster or to get into better physical shape. Most of what we want in life is just that, simple, but not easy. Luckily, if we're attempting to be the best people we can be, we can turn to those who have gone before us and left behind words of wisdom, caution, and encouragement. Whether these messages come to us in the form of real-life, uber-successful people, or in the stories and fables we tell our children, the lessons are extremely valuable if we put them into practice. Most of the paths we want to walk down have been blazed already, and there are only a few common threads. Section 1. Lessons from the Heroes of Old. Though every one of the stories that follow could be interpreted in many ways, we'll be looking at them through a very practical, modern-day lens and asking what they can teach us today about personal development, ethics, discipline, mastery, and maturity. These stories are not true in the sense that they ever actually took place, but they are true in that they tell us something deep and intimate about the psyches. Incidentally, Psyche herself was also a Greek goddess of the storytellers. Can we glean some fundamental truths about human nature by looking at the stories we've been telling ourselves for millennia? Myths are potent, mysterious, and have very dark, distant origins in the human mind and in our history. Reading them is a little like shifting through architectural ruins and imagining the places that people built for themselves in the past, and why. Can we see any echoes of our own humanity in these ancient stories? And if so, can we learn any powerful lessons from our distant ancestors about how to live a wise, fulfilled, and moral life? Pandora's Box and the Practice of Discretion and Patience in the Pursuit of Knowledge. In Greek mythology, Pandora was the first human female, and she was made from earth and water in the workshop of Hephaestus, the god of metalworking, masonry, and sculpture. Zeus had asked her to be made in an effort at revenge after Prometheus had stolen fire from the gods and given it to humanity. The pantheon of gods gave gifts to the new woman, whose very name means all gifts. Aphrodite, the goddess of love, gave her beauty, and Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war, gave her intelligence. Zeus, however, gave her the most curious gift of all, a stone jar. Section 2. Masters from the Modern World. At this point in our book, we'll leave aside the great Greek myths and consider those stories we're likely to have a far deeper understanding of, those modern stories about remarkable people who have lived in our times and faced challenge and adversity in such an impressive way that they take on their own mythical flavor. The Greek myths certainly hold an archetypal heft that can be felt and understood in many cultures, but for the modern reader, it may be necessary to turn to more local and contemporary heroes, who don't deal with jealous gods and demons, but with more familiar adversities like war, illness, and personal injury. If the antics of the mythical gods and goddesses hold no more curiosity for you than any other historical artifact, then you may appreciate similar tales of heroic feats of mortals who have lived in our times. Their acts of self-discipline, bravery, morality, and good humor have given mankind a lesson in what's possible. The figures we'll consider next tell us as much about the human condition as the great titans and gods of old do, or perhaps more. Viktor Frankl and creating self-meaning. We'll first turn our attention to the much-admired author Viktor Frankl, who could be said to have faced off with the god of death himself, only to emerge triumphant with a strengthened spirit and the will to survive and thrive, no matter the adversity. His story is all the more inspiring because of how relatively ordinary it seems. Frankl was surely intelligent and privileged in some ways, but he also suffered immense hardships, the likes of which most people never experience in their lifetimes. In other words, he was human, and in being human, he was able to inspire countless people all over the world to expand that definition in the most impressive. This has been Legendary Self-Discipline, Lessons from Mythology and Modern Heroes on Choosing the Right Path over the Easy Path, written by Peter Hollins, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Peter Hollins. Production copyright by Peter Hollins. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.